Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Bow Down in the Presence of God. This is based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And above the firmament that was over their heads was a likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne is a likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as a color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upwards, and from the appearance of his loins even downwards, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Do you know that it's an awesome experience to be in the presence of the Lord? Do you know that one day, if we remain faithful to the Lord, He will allow us to come into His presence where there is fullness of joy? While we await the day for His soon return, let us make every effort to recognize that we are not on the same level as God. If we truly believe that we are not on the same level as God, then this should inform the posture that we adopt when we come into the sanctuary to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. If we should take some time to carefully study the posture of the people who were allowed to come into the presence of the Lord, I am sure we would see them standing. We would not see them standing upwards. Instead, we would see them bowing with their faces to the ground in an act of reverence, because they know that they were in the presence of the Almighty God. This is the same kind of posture that Ezekiel adopted when the Lord appeared to him in vision. And we just read a few minutes ago the interaction between God and Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Do you see that Ezekiel did the amount at that time? Do you see what Ezekiel did the moment he realized the brightness he saw was that of the Lord? The moment Ezekiel recognized that he was in the presence of the Lord, he fell upon his face, flat. I'm not sure if you realize that Ezekiel was not actually in the presence of the Lord. Ezekiel was what? Actually in a vision, when the Lord appeared to him with all of his brightness. Lord, have mercy upon us. The man was in vision when he saw the Lord, and his appearance and his appropriate response was to fall flat on his face. Today, God is reminding us that when we come into the presence of the Lord, the appropriate posture to adopt is to bow with our face to the ground. This action shows that we realize that we are not at the same level as God. This action shows that Ezekiel realized that he was not on the same level as God, and therefore he should bow with his face to the ground as an act of reverence to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "One, what notion the prophet himself had of it? This was the appearance of all the likeness of the glory of God. Here, all along, he is careful to guard against all dross, corporeal, all dross, all thoughts of God, which might derogate from the transient purity of his nature. He does not. This was the Lord. But this was the Lord and the glory of the Lord, in which he was pleased to manifest himself, a glorious being. Yet this is not the glory of the Lord, but the likeness of that glory, some faint resemblance of it. Nor is it any adequate likeness of that glory, but only appearance of his likeness, a shadow of it, and not the very image of the thing. Number two, what impression it made upon him. When I saw it, I fell upon my face flat. A, he was overpowered by it. The dazzling luster of it conquered him and threw him down upon his face. For who is able to stand before the holy Lord God? Or rather, B, he prostrated himself in a humble sense of his own unworthiness of the honor now done him, and of the infinite difference which he now more than ever perceived to be between himself and God. He fell upon his face in token of what holy awe and reverence of God with which his mind was possessed and filled. Note, the more God is placed before us, the more God is pleased to make himself known to us, the more low we should be before him. He fell upon his face to adore the majesty of God, to implore his mercy, and to deprecate the wrath he saw ready to break out against the children of his people. See what instructions he had from it. All he saw was only to prepare himself for what, or for that which he was to hear. For faith comes by hearing. He therefore heard a voice of one that spoke. For we are taught by words, not merely by other things. When he fell on his face, ready to receive the word, then he heard the voice of one that spoke. For God delights to teach the humble. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to surrender every year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that we will continue to adopt the posture of reverence when we come into the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we ask that you will help us, Lord, to realize that we are not on the same level. We're not on the same level, Lord. You are majesty, mighty and awesome. We are sinners, saved by grace. Help us, Lord, that when we come into your presence, we'll adopt a posture of reverence like Ezekiel, falling down on our face with reverence. Help us, Lord, to rever you, we pray, through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.